welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Now Playing, and I was sharing from Hamilton, and last week I read this verse from Philippians 4, verse 10. It says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now, not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. And this is verse 12 I want to focus on today, is that I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger and abundance and need. So here's Paul, who's writing from prison. He's received a gift from the church at Philippi, which he founded, and he's in prison in Rome, and they send one of their guys to take a gift to him to meet his needs, which is fantastic, right? And instead of just saying thank you, he tells him, hey, thanks, but I'm actually rejoicing for you. Later on in chapter 4, he's basically saying, because, you know, God is using this generosity in you in a big way, and that's you know, to God's credit, so praise the Lord. But I want you to know, thank you for the gift, but I'm good. Whether I have my needs met or not, I've learned to be content. And then here, the language in verse 12 says that I have learned the secret. I've learned the secret of having a lot or a little. I've learned the secret of having all my needs met or not having my needs met. This is a guy who learned something about what it means to be content. To be content means to be in a state of satisfaction or state of peaceful happiness. What he's saying is that his contentedness doesn't depend on circumstances. But when he says, I had to learn the secret, it clues us in that this is not intuitive. I've thought about that, you know, why is it that it's so easy to kind of use marketing to get people to want to buy things, right? I mean, have you ever done that? You're sitting around trying to watch something on TV and a commercial comes on and automatically you start thinking, huh, I could use that, right? And you never even thought about it. That's what marketing does. It appeals to that desire inside all of us to have things, to want more. I believe that we are made to crave, very much like food, right? You crave food because your body needs the fuel. You eat the food, and then you're going to crave again and again and again. You watch a great movie or you listen to great music, and you want to do it again and again. This is why, the things in life that we crave are part of the natural desires that God has made us with, but sin has corrupted all of that. And so our cravings sometimes are just take us in the wrong direction. That lack of satisfaction sometimes leads us down a path where we can be in complete destruction. We all know somebody who, lost a relationship because they weren't satisfied in that relationship. They ended up making a decision that cost somebody something and broke something, right? Because they weren't satisfied. We probably all have some debt in our life or have had acquired some debt that we wish, man, why did I spend money on that, right? That's part of our nature. So how do you learn the secret? You know, that's the question, the secret that Paul's talking about. You know, we're actually going to talk about that next week, but I just think that it's important for us to recognize that that lack of contentedness that can happen in our heart, it's normal. Because we need a supernatural help. We're going to need God to do something in our heart to change us so that we'll learn the secret of what it means to be content. This is why it's so hard for people. And yet, I would guess the people you know in your life with the deepest, richest faith, those that you look to and think, man, I want some of what they have. Those people that seem so content, I would bet that they would tell you that they had to learn that. That it wasn't easy, it was difficult. And so if you're struggling with those desires in your heart that you feel like, man, I wish I could just let go of that, or I wish, you know, I didn't have that, desire to have and to get more, and, you know, I would say that this is the time when you lean into the Lord, because only He can reveal the secret in a way that's going to open it up in your heart. Father, I pray that you help us to learn the secret to what it means to be content in you. God, I pray that you would use by your Spirit and the Word of God, just to teach us what it means to be fully content in you. Lord, just like Paul learned, I ask God that you would focus our hearts and our minds on you this week. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second and just think about where your heart's at in contentedness, and just give it some prayer. Until next time, God bless.